The Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Is It True What They Say About Dixie? Tell them, Ted.
About Dixie, does the sun really shine all the time? Does the sweet magnolia blossom round everybody's door? Do folks keep eating cotton? Did it candy anymore? Is it true what they say about morning? Is a dream by the stream so sublime? Do they smile? Do they love like they say in every song? Is it true? That's where I belong.
This program really gets underway, I'd like to make a special announcement that is important to everybody who owns a car. Because this is their 50th anniversary year, the makers of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Auto Wax are making a remarkable free gift offer. Your dealer now has on display a special anniversary package containing a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax and a regular pint-size can of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. You get the can of wax free when you buy the cleaner, and the price is only 59 cents, less than the regular price of the cleaner alone. The supply of these free gift packages is strictly limited. When they're gone, and they are going very quickly, there will not be any more. In order not to be disappointed, see your auto supply dealer, service station, or regular wax dealer without delay. Remember, you get the full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax free. It was probably inevitable that our two friends should wind up in a museum. But oddly enough, they're not on exhibit. No, they're just visiting the Wistful Vista Museum in a lovely burst of scientific curiosity. They thirst for knowledge. They hunger for the facts of life. Besides raining outside, the museum was the nearest place to go. So here they are, just entering the place, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Why haven't we been in here before?
Search me. Guess we never happened to be passing the place before when it was raining. Besides...
Excuse me, laddie.
What's on your mind, bud?
Would you kindly be telling me what might this building be?
Oh, this is the Wistful Vista Museum, mister.
Oh, I should have known as much. Thank you for the information.
Hey, wait a minute, bud. If you didn't know it was a museum, why'd you come in the first place?
Well, laddie, I was walking along the street anew. I was noticing the sign that said, Admission Free. So naturally, I come in.
Hey, that reminds me. They're giving free parachute jumps at the Wistful Vista Airport.
Are you sure?
Sure.
And which direction would that be no?
Straight down.
No. He means which way is the airport, McGee?
Aye.
Oh, the airport. 6 blocks south and 2 blocks east.
Thank you kindly for your interest. I'll be going right out, but... What if the parachute wouldn't be working properly?
In that case, they give you another chance.
Free?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hey, Molly. Look at the fellow made out of tin at the end of the hall there. Kind of tricky, huh?
Oh, that's a suit of armor, McGee. They wore them in the olden days. They were for the night.
Oh, I see. Evening dress. Don't you get it, Molly? I think
ain't funny, McGee.
Okay.
You know, McGee, what I don't understand is how they ever got on a horse with all that hardware on them.
Why, shucks, that's simple.
How?
Why, they put on these here iron pajamas and stood over a little colt till it grew up. Yes, sir. Come on, Molly. Hey, what's this room here?
Oh, this must be the Egyptian room, McGee. See all those mummies and the inscriptions.
What good are them inscriptions, anyhow? What good are all them inscriptions? That's what I'd like to know. Nobody can read them.
Why, certainly. I can read them.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harpo. You read Egyptian?
Why, easily. Now, see this inscription on this old Egyptian chariot here?
Mm-hmm. What's it say?
Why, it says, King Tut Tut of the 5th dynasty, B.C., protected his chariot against the desert sun and sand with Johnson's auto wax.
Wrong, Harpo. You says this was B.C., didn't you?
Sure, why?
Well, that was before commercials.
Oh.
Well, I guess that'll teach me to keep quiet.
I'll say so. Remember, when in Egypt, mummy's the word. Be seeing you, Harpo.
Okay.
Come on, McGee, let's look around and hear the lecture.
Wait a minute, Molly. Look at them skulls there. Hey, bud. What are these here skulls?
Oh, those?
Yeah.
Why, the big skull there is Alexander the Great at the age of 65.
Oh, I get it. I suppose that little tiny skull is the same guy as the baby.
No, it's the skull of the last pinhead who pulled that gag.
You pulled a boner that time, didn't you?
Hey, there's Ted Ween. Hi there, Ted.
Oh, hello there, Ted.
Hello, Molly. Hello, Fibber.
What you doing here, Ted?
Oh, I'm interested in Indian culture.
Mm-hmm. Indian culture? You understand the sign language?
Oh, I speak the sign language very well.
You do, huh? So do I.
Oh, is that so? Well, go on, talk some sign language.
Okay. Sign language. Keep off the grass.
No smoking.
Beware the dog.
Exit.
No hunting.
Fresh eggs.
No parking. Johnson's auto wax.
Quiet, please.
Wet paint.
Ladies.
Gents. The glory of love.
Just give a little. Take a little. And let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of. That's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You've got to win the little, lose a little, and always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
In the Wistful Vista Museum, Fibber and Molly are still taking refuge from the rain. Nothing like a little bad weather to stir up the intellect. Here they are, wondering what to see next.
What's in that door there, Molly?
Oh, I think it's a private office, McGee. It says Miss Dorothy Dimwit, assistant curator.
Hmm. Maybe she can tell us what to see first.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, are you Miss Dorothy Dimwit?
Yes, I am. Well, who would you come in. Just set those old bones on one of the chairs.
You mean McGee?
Oh, no. I mean those old skeletons. They're the bones of some prehistoric animal.
Oh.
I think it's a hippus grimus, or maybe it's a brontohippus. It really doesn't matter much, does it? No, it really doesn't. At least I don't think it does. Do you? Certainly not, of course.
You sure these ain't the bones of a Harposaurus wilcoxus, Dave?
Well, maybe it is. I wouldn't know. I just spent 10 months with an expedition into Outer Mongolia. Or was it out in Inner Mongolia? Oh, well, it doesn't matter much. Do you think so? I thought the Great Wall of China was so interesting. There's so many bricks in it, really. I think bricks are lovely, don't you? Of course you do.
Bricks never struck me that way.
Well, what we came in for, Miss Dimwit?
Just call me Dorothy. Everybody calls me Dorothy. When I was little, they called me Dotty.
I'll bet they still do sometimes.
McGee.
Now, what's particularly interesting in the museum, Dimmy?
We have some lovely exhibits. Just lovely. Some of our wax figure groups are simply fascinating. Don't you think so? Of course you do. I mean, you will when you see them. You will see them, won't you? Of course you will. Naturally. And when you see them, you'll think they're just lovely. Of course you will.
Well, now, where are these wax figures, then?
Oh, just around the corner, to the left. Or is it to the right? I don't remember. But you'll find them all right. Of course you will. Naturally. Just look around and you'll see them. Yes, of course you will. Thank you so much for coming in. I hope I'll see you again. I will see you again, won't I?
No, of course you will. Real interesting woman, eh, Molly? Or is she? Don't you think so? Of course you do, naturally.
Quiet, McGee. Let's go see those wax figures. Oh, there they are. My, my, look at the crowd around them.
Hey, can we get close enough to hear the lecture, Molly?
Sure. Squeeze in between them two wax figures there, McGee.
Okay.
And furthermore, ladies and gentlemen, science is unable to place an exact date on the existence of these primitive features. Now, observe this middle figure here, please. The brutish cast of the features, the low brow indicating subnormal intelligence, the undershot jaw showing signs of a primitive carnivorous survival, the small brain development. Now, this man probably had the instinct and the intelligence of an ape, a low-grade ape. Observe the features.
Hey, take that stick out of my face.
Hey, that's not an ape. That's me husband, you big Lugan.
Oh, I beg your pardon, madam. I'm sorry, sir. I mistook you for one of the wax figures. Now, this figure over here, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a fine museum.
Hey, Molly, do I really look like a monkey?
A monkey? Huh? Why, the idea. Turn around. No, you don't.
Are you in attendance?
Well, no, sis, I ain't, but I can answer any questions you want to ask.
Well, can you tell me why all these mummies are wrapped up like this?
Go ahead, tell her, McGee.
Oh, you betcha, sis. These mummies is all taken from the tomb of Hi-Ho the Pharaoh, and they're all government officials of ancient Egypt.
Well, they may be Egyptian officials, but why are they wrapped up like that?
That's how they died, sis. Strangled themselves in red tape.
Oh, thank you.
Nice going, McGee. Look at the figure of the Stone Age man carving on the rock.
Yeah, they didn't have paper or pencils in them days, Molly. Had to carve the morning paper on a cliff. I suppose this fella's kind of a prehistoric colonist.
Chiseling some news.
Excuse me once more, please.
What's the matter now, sis?
Is there much here on Cleopatra?
There was never much anywhere on that gal, sis. Hey, Molly. Look at that gold coffer.
That's an esophagus, McGee.
A who?
That's not so, not so, my little scarab. Sarcophagus is the word.
Oh, excuse me.
You one of the lecturers, bud?
Yes, yes. I'm an expert on Egyptology.
Fine.
Very interesting people, the Egyptians. Very interesting. Built the pyramids out of large pieces of rock.
Everybody knows that.
Yes, my little hieroglyphic. But where do they get the rocks? There are no rocks in the desert, you know.
Well, you're the expert. How'd the rocks get there? Or did they just take them for granted?
Well, how did the rocks get there, Mr.?
They were always there, according to my theory. The pyramids were there first, and they built the desert around them.
Where'd they get all the sand, Bud?
One thing at a time, my little oasis. I haven't got that far in my researches as yet. No, not yet. However...
Just a minute, mister, now. Can you tell us what was the original purpose of the pyramids?
Certainly, my little scarab. The pyramids were first built as stables.
Huh? Stables?
Yes, stables. So the king wouldn't have to walk a mile for a
Careful there, Bud. This is the Johnson's Wax program.
Oh, yes. So it is, so it is. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must decipher this next inscription.
Oh, listen, McGee. He's going to read in Egyptian.
Let me see now. King Amenhotep III, the fourth dynasty. He lived nasty and he died nasty. David fought the Philistines with the jawbone of an announcer. Built the third pyramid with 10,000 slaves and a short beard. Just as I thought, my friends, my theory is absolutely right.
What is your theory, Bud?
My theory is that I'd give the whole thing up for one good cigar.
Well, yeah. Give him one.
Oh, sure. Here's a cigar, Bud.
Thank you. But I said a good cigar. Huh? Must have found this weed in a mummy cave. Must have crept into a crypt and got it, yes. However, I can throw away the cigar and smoke the cellophane. Good day to you, my little museum pieces. Good day to you all.
Now, what was you saying before we were interrupted? Oh, yes, I remember now. You were going to read this here Stone Age inscription, McGee. What does it say?
Oh, it says, well, can you beat that? It just goes to show how history repeats itself. It says, July 6, 2036 B.C., Og Weems, the caveman, and Ugmo Tanner, the hermit, practiced new war dance entitled, This'll Make You Whistle. This'll Make You Whistle. Can you feature that, Molly?
No, but Ted Weems can.
Start you off on Monday and right through to Sunday. Bound to make you whistle all the time.
Asked a question about Johnson's free gift offer to car owners. The question was, is the can of Johnson's Auto Wax that is given free with the auto cleaner a sample size can? The answer is decidedly no. It's a full size can, not a sample. You get this full size can of Johnson's Auto Wax free with the purchase of 1 pint of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. And the price is only 59 cents, less than the regular price of the cleaner alone. With these two products, you can turn your car, no matter how dull and dirty it may be, into a sparkling, new-looking car. You'll save money on car washings and increase the trade-in value of your car. Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish, you remember, cleans and polishes the finish of your car in one operation with a minimum of work and without injury to the finish. It's a creamy liquid, easy to apply. Johnson's Auto Wax is the easy, safe way to protect the finish against weather, road dirt, and the destructive ultraviolet rays of the sun. A car that is Johnson waxed is always new looking. Get your free can of Johnson's Auto Wax without delay in the attractive 50th anniversary package now on display at your dealers. But hurry before the supply is exhausted. Well, after getting down to cases with the mummies, Fibber and Molly move along to the next room in the Wistful Vista Museum. Here they are, just entering the zoological room.
My, my, this is a real interesting place here, isn't it, McGee?
Mm-hmm.
Look at all those animals. Bears, elephants, buffaloes, and, oh, Silly Watson.
I always spoke well of you, Miss McGee.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, boss. Were you looking for something, please?
No, we're just looking for a dry place out of the rain, Phil.
Yes, sir. It's just about the driest place what there is any place, I suppose, Phil.
What are you doing here, Silly?
What?
You working here, Phil?
Yes, sir.
And what doing?
Fixing up animals and stuff, please, ma'am. I take a lot of bones and the skin and fix them up to look like they was alive.
That must be real interesting, Phil.
Yeah, sir, 2 bits an hour is always interesting to me, boss. I nearly got fired yesterday, though.
Yeah. Why?
Made a mistake, ma'am.
Oh.
Tried to fit a lion's skin on a skeleton of an ostrich. I had 2 legs left over.
I made a worse mistake than that yesterday, Phil. I put 2 frog skins on a horse.
Is there anything particular doing today, Sylvie?
Yes, ma'am. They lectures, please, ma'am. There's a talk in that room over there in a few minutes, ma'am. Then there's a lecture on them little old Egyptian dummies.
Mummies.
Yes, ma'am. Then there's a talk later on whoosology.
On what, Phil?
Whoosology. That's animals, please, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Well, excuse me now, boss. I gotta go connect a whale.
You got a what?
I gotta connect a whale, please, ma'am. We got a lot of whale's bones, ma'am, and I gotta make a whale out of it.
Wow. Or something. Why don't you divide them up and make 2 sharks?
I need another fin to do that, boss. They won't pay. That's a joke, please.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me now, please. I gotta pick up a little whale.
Billy's busy.
Excuse me, please, but when is the next lecture in here?
Just a moment, madam. Here comes the lecturer now, Professor Scrimplebottom.
Oh, hi there, Prof. What you going to talk on today?
Why, on the platform. Right up here on the... who wants to know?
We do.
It's impossible. Certainly, madam, certainly. It's our policy to give the public the works, the worst, the finest, We try to answer all... what is the question again?
We want to know the subject of your talk, Doc.
So do I. who wouldn't? After all, we are gathered here in a small, insufferable gripe. small, informal group. To discuss some of the more... who's got a pencil?
I have.
That's fine. Always carry a pencil. Now... What I was going to say, you all realize, I'm sure, that the animals up the Western Hempstead...
What?
Hamas, delicious. In the Western Hemisphere, all divided into... that's why we're here today.
Why?
Of course they do. tell me that answer. Repeat that remark, question, please.
I said, why are we here?
I think it's to keep me from going to lunch.
Why?
No, I was thinking of... now take the zebra.
I don't want it, Doc. You take it.
Thanks, I don't smoke. the elephant, my friends, is noted for its... but my favorite of all, that is to say, the horse. A very intelligent animal. Who's got a racing form?
Well, what's that got to do?
Probably. Nobody ever proved it. And that concludes the lecture for tomorrow. Yesterday. Come in again at 5:00 after the last race at Arlington. our next talk will be on the subject. It's very interesting. Say, has anybody seen my umbrella around here?
Did I learn anything? I'll say I did.
What'd you learn?
I learned that next time it rains, we better be passing the library.
Oh, I don't know. I think the afternoon's been very... McGee, look! What's the matter with this man coming this way?
Oh, my little darling, I've lost you. I'll never forgive myself for letting you go. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, my darling.
Well, what's the matter, Bud? Is there anything we can do?
Have you lost a dear one, Mr.?
Yes. Oh, yes, oh. I have. I'll never forgive myself for letting her go. Oh, she was such a beauty.
Oh, who was she, Bud, if we ain't being too curious?
Oh, no, not at all, no. No, I'm so unhappy. No, I'll never see her again. Oh. One of the finest snakes I ever saw.
Oh,
I let her go. Heavenly
days, Mickey, a snake.
Quiet, Molly. Was it poisonous, Bud?
Oh, yes, yes. Very deadly. Oh, my beauty, why did I ever let you go?
That's what I want to know. Oh, dear, a deadly snake is running around here loose. What do we do, McGee?
Oh, just stand up there on that chair, Molly, and give me your umbrella.
McGee, what's that under your foot?
Now! Hey, don't do that. That's just my shoelace untied. Now, keep quiet. I'll find the dead.
McGee.
Huh? What?
Look inside the glass case. They're looking right at me. Oh!
Dangerous looking reptile, ain't he, Molly? I'll fix him.
Oh, be careful, McGee. Be careful.
Careful nothing. I'll fix him.
Here, what's going on here? Who smashed that case?
I did.
What for?
Well, if you think we're going to stand here and get bit by a snake.
That snake is stuffed. He couldn't bite anybody.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about the one that got away?
What do you mean, got away? What snake got away?
Why, that tall, bald-headed man was in here crying because one of his poisonous snakes got away from him.
Oh, him? That guy lost a rattlesnake in Cincinnati 20 years ago, and he's been crying about it ever since.
Kind of crazy, huh?
McGee, you're the one that's crazy.
What do you mean, Molly?
Imagine a man in Wistful Vista trying to kill a snake in Cincinnati with an umbrella.
Now, a word to the ladies of our radio audience. You like to have your car sparkling and new-looking, don't you? Then see that somebody in your family gets a free can of Johnson's Auto Wax right away and gives your car a beauty treatment. Also, if you want your floors to be sparkling with new beauty, get a can of Glow Coat, Johnson's no-rubbing floor polish. Glow Coat makes floors of all kinds, linoleum or wood, beautiful, without any work of rubbing or buffing. You simply spread Glow Coat over the surface and let it dry. In 20 minutes, your floors are gleaming with new beauty. Glow Coat will save you hours of housework this summer. And remember, although there are many substitutes already on the market, there is only one Glow Coat. Made by the makers of Johnson's Wax and giving supreme satisfaction in more than 1 million homes. Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering Johnson's Glow Coat, spelled G-L-O-C-O-A-T. And by the way, you save as much as one-third of the cost by ordering Glow Coat in the larger sizes.
Museum was real interesting.
Yes, it was, McGee. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of a musty smelling place, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Shucks, you can't expect mummies to smell like poppies. Good night.
Good night, all.
Speaking, this is the National Broadcasting Company.